Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies, such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license, or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to another episode of Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today I want to talk to you guys about a couple different things dealing with the economy, the coming up elections, the energy crisis, stocks, investing. The first thing I want to address is the political system that we have. And you guys know that we're coming up on midterms. I think on my last podcast, you heard me talk about Biden being here in California and what he did and what he's running on as far as his midterm slogan goes. And, you know, over the past year or so, you've had to hear the government always saying, this is a threat to global democracy. This is a threat to global democracy. Everything that they said was connected to it being a threat to global democracy. So now, Elon Musk made a tweet the other day. Elon Musk is obviously a great man. He's doing great things, but he's a business owner. First, he's just one person who's a business owner. Keep that in mind. He's not Jesus. He's not the second coming. He's just a man who started PayPal, made a bunch of money, took that money, invested into other companies, and that's what he is. He's just doing great things. They came out and said this the other day. First, I'll say why they said it. So the other day, Elon Musk said he has Starlink. Starlink is one of his companies, and he's using Starlink to provide internet in the Ukraine during the war for free. So he's been doing it for a while. I don't know how long, but it had to be a while. So recently on Twitter, Elon Musk said, what the hell with it? SpaceX will keep funding Ukrainian government for free because basically that's what he's doing. And one of the Ukrainian officials said, F off. And Elon Musk tweeted back, that's exactly what we're doing. And so he did that, and he did it on Twitter, which also is controversial because he's buying Twitter and he wants to keep free, just because he wants to keep free speech around. And so some, you know, particular government people are not happy with that. They don't think we should have free speech for whatever reason, but Elon Musk does. So again, he is just a business owner that is trying to make things happen. And he said he was going to fire 75% of the employees at Twitter, which, again, if you look at the revenue numbers, they're down. I think they're negative $41 billion. So they're not doing as well as they were before. So if he needs to cut 75% of the staff, I mean, that makes sense, especially because we're coming up on we're in a recession, actually, and it's getting worse. So if your company's not doing good, $41 billion, and who knows, from what we've seen, it was a lot of fake users. So, I mean, he just being a shrewd business owner, like most people who are smart would be right now, considering what's going on in the state of the economy. So he's not doing anything abnormal. He can't keep giving away free internet and paying for it. Like, the money has to come from somewhere. And this particular administration doesn't want to meet with him. So where's he going to get the money from? He can't go out there and raise funds like he could before because interest rates are super high. So it's just really hard right now. So he's just doing what any smart businessman would. And so now they have an issue with that. This article came out that said Elon Musk's management style is a threat to global democracy. Come on, man. So like a few minutes ago, you heard me say, how many times did you hear this administration on TV say, global democracy, this is a threat to global democracy. This is a threat. Everything was a threat to global democracy. Everything was. So how is this man, one business owner, doing what all business owners should be doing right now, a threat to global democracy? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So now they're trying to target him and say he's cruel and all of this stuff like that. So how is someone cruel if they can't afford to pay you because their business is not doing well? It's not like maybe they want him to take money from his other company, Tesla, and put that money into Starlink, which is a completely different company. Oh, and take that money from Tesla and put it into Twitter, which is another completely different company. Like, it doesn't make sense. I don't understand, you know, why these people are always trying to come at business owners. This particular administration for sure is trying to come at business owners. And it's like, do you guys not understand economics? Now, clearly they don't, because look what happened to our economy. So they clearly don't understand that. So, you know, I just answer my own question. They don't. And you definitely wouldn't be coming at business owners right now who are trying to decrease the costs that they're spending. Like, it doesn't make sense. Everybody in the world knows that we're heading into a global recession. And, if you know, we started the recession months ago. You guys heard me talk about it. But now it's just, you know, it's getting out of hand. And now it's just spreading throughout the entire global system. But it just bothers me that, you know, these people are always trying to come at business owners. And business, 49% of the entire U.S. is small businesses. That's where it comes from. And so I don't get why they're so hard pressed on trying to tax people. And we generate 49% of the revenue that comes into this country. Like, if you keep doing that, that number is going to go down further and further. And so what do you think the people that got these small businesses, they obviously have, you know, maybe 50 to 100 employees or less. Those people have jobs. So if you keep coming at business owners, that's going to start to diminish. Like, they don't have the money. Like, if you guys keep doing these things. So it's just like, I don't understand why they have to make everything a threat to global democracy. You just basically turn one man into the most evil person in the world because he's trying to run a business. Like, it doesn't make sense. And you guys always hear me talk about that kind of stuff. But I had to address that because now we're coming up on midterms. And this dude, Biden, just flew out here to suck up to the very same people that he's over here trying to bash and trying to take money from. Like, that doesn't make sense. You want to come out here and fundraise and get money from all the people that got a shit ton of money from having businesses or investing, but then, you know, you want to turn around and then talk shit about them on TV or in your interviews. Like, it don't make sense, man. So that's why, you know, I think, in my opinion, this is going to go sideways, or not even going to go sideways. If you look at the polls, it's already going in the other direction, which it probably should go. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying, again, you guys know I don't vote, but the way this particular administration or these current Democrats are going about things, everyone should want a Republican. If you're at the point of where, you know, I told you guys about this before too, the whole woke movement, I don't understand how people can say that us teaching kids about genders and what gender or he, she, him, her, it, what the fuck ever should be talked about in like first, second grade. Like, that don't make no damn sense. So I don't even understand how people could be even cool with that agenda that this particular administration is trying to push, in addition to all the other stuff that's going on with, you know, the economy. It doesn't make sense. So now everything's a threat to whatever they don't like. And that kind of bothers me, man. So just the state of the U.S., and you guys keep hearing me say we look like a third world country, we're going in the wrong direction. It's because we are. And they're trying to do some of these gender transformations behind parents' back. They're pushing this stuff. Ah, man, it's just very frustrating, man, because I have a kid. And so I don't need him coming to me in the next year, 2 years saying I want to get a sex change. You know what I mean? Like, this shouldn't even be talked about in school, period. Like, you shouldn't even be talking about this in high school. That's something that these people or these kids should have to figure out when they graduate and they're adults and they're doing their own thing. Don't go and try to cause problems in people's households, you know, trying to teach their kids certain things at school. And teachers are already having a hard time as it is. So now you're trying to introduce stuff like this. Yeah, it's just not cool, man. So I had to address that, man. I know you guys are, you know, getting ready to vote locally, which is what we need, and try to, you know, take some of these people that are in the Senate out. And I think it's a good idea. And, you know, I'm not going to get into a whole political thing right now because there's a lot going on, but do your research on that. But I'm just saying, bringing this point up about Elon Musk and the whole threat to global democracy is because you can see that they're trying to, again, steer the narrative. That's what they've always trying to do. And so even with the whole student refund of student loans, that's something that they couldn't even do. And now it's being held up by the Supreme Court. And so it won't even happen. It might not even happen. But you know what they did? They did it. Like I said, it's a timing thing. And like I said, you know, recently on the last podcast, why would they do this right before the election? They could have did it when he first got in office. They could have did it. They could do it next year. They could have did it a long time ago or whenever, man. But it's just like, you want to do it right now and you didn't even get approval for it. And you're sitting here saying you got it approved and clearly you didn't. And so it's like they're trying to use these different things coming up. And it's just like, come on, man, you're trying to control the narrative. And it's just so frustrating, man. And again, like I said, man, I don't go either way, but I'm just going with facts. That's all I'm doing. And if you see what they're doing, it doesn't make any sense. But anyway, on to what I'm going to say about the stock market. All right, guys, the S&P 500 has rebounded. I was able to hop in it when it was at 36 and I got a put. And so now that put within that day that I bought it, it took off. But ever since then, it's, you know, it's going against me because the S&P now, I think today is at 3,800. So it's going in a different direction. And you know what I did? I just bought more. You want to know why? Because nothing has changed in the economy for the S&P 500 to go up. It's actually gotten worse. So it's either people behind the scenes manipulating the market for the S&P 500 to go higher. Because as you guys heard me say before, the reason why I can confidently invest in the S&P 500 is because S&P 500 companies only do well when they can borrow funds. And so, yeah, they're saying earnings have been good, but that's not going to last long. By the time they do earnings again in January or February, it's going to be shot. So the market is rallying based off of economic data that has a lag. So, yeah. You had the last quarter was decent. The next couple quarters are not going to be good. And the other thing is, based on them driving the stock market up even higher, what do you think that's going to make the Federal Reserve do? Inflation was higher than it should have last month. Now the stock market is on a rally for no reason. And November 4th, they're supposed to raise rates. If this podcast came out after, it probably is. So on November 4th, they're going to raise rates or sometime in that week because all the economic data is showing that they need to raise rates. The S&P 500 is rebounding. So that's going to make them want to raise rates even more because that's what they're trying to stop. They're trying to stop the rallies in the stock market. They're trying to cause deflation. And you guys heard me say this a year ago that deflation was coming. It's here, but now it's going to speed up. And so they're going to keep raising rates. And what that's going to do for the S&P 500 is going to bring it back down. So, you know what? I was like, thank you. Thank God. Keep pushing it higher. So I went in and just bought a dollar cost average in my put positions that I had right now. And then I bought some for further out because now they're cheap again.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I could get into real estate investing? You can change this as quickly or as slowly as you want to now. Imagine yourself networking and making new connections in real estate globally, or buying an investment property in a market or country that fits your needs. People do. They know what I'm talking about. And now you can too with InvestFAR. Connect and join the network. Remote investing made safe and easy.
So I think you guys should definitely, I keep saying, put some, you know, option contracts on the put. I think you should do some contracts on puts. Like for sure, man, because it's coming back and they're super cheap. I mean, I think I paid $91 for November 16th put. It was at 400. And like I said, it dropped down, but I guarantee you it's going to go back because there's no economic data to support the stock market rallying on the S&P 500. But on the energy side, we're getting closer to the winter time. And so you guys know, you should know now that we're in an energy crisis. And the SPR, the Special Oil Reserve that we have been tapping into, is also very depleted. So by the time December gets here, since we don't have any taps turned on in the U.S. and we're trying to go out here and get oil from other countries, They are not doing it. In fact, OPEC decreased oil output 2 million barrels a day. That's, I think, five times more than what we're pushing out through the SPR. So we're going to have an issue. And so, like, I have SLB. I've been telling you guys about SLB for a while. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because that option was down for me for a long time. I was super red. And it's going to cancel in June. I'm sorry, it's going to cancel in January. And I'm like, dang, my option is going to expire. And I'm way down. But look what's happening. The closer and closer we're getting to the wintertime, the more and more these energy deficits are going to start to creep in. So now that particular SLB option went up 200% in the last week. So I cashed out and I still have other positions that are going on even further. I'm just saying that to say, even though it's October, it looked bleak because you're like, man, it's only a couple more months away. How am I going to be able to recover in this short amount of time frame? And it always happens. I bought a stock for commercial real estate. I can't think of the name right now. It was Simon Property Group, SPG. There you go. Look up SPG. I got SPG right when the pandemic hit. And I was so paranoid because I was like, man, I'm a month away from my option expiring. What am I going to do? Earnings came out. The thing took off and it came back 120%. So I had about a month. In a month time frame, my option went from like negative whatever to up 110%. I cashed out on that. And so after the earnings report came out, it came back to where I needed it to be. And it came back to my strike price. And it's funny because 2 weeks after that, I sold it because I was like, you know what? I made it out. So 2 weeks later, this thing, it went down. It never came back to the strike price. So I cashed out. I cashed out right in enough time. And I'm saying that to say, if you get in something energy related, or if you have something energy related now and it's going to expire soon, don't panic. Don't panic. Try to ride it out. And if you do have more than one contract, once it gets to a point of where you have made your money back or you have made it to, you know, break even 100%, then you sell a couple of those and you leave a runner and just to see what happens, right? You don't want to miss out on any gains. But if say you had two or three contracts and you sold two and you left one, you're basically going to you made your money back for sure out of the first two. And then you leave in the last one just in case it decides to go higher and you make more money. So, man, don't worry if you're in energy stock, because we're in an energy shortage. And obviously options are a little bit different because they do have expiration dates. But don't worry about the stocks. And so my strategy right now would be buy options and buy stocks of the same company. And if you don't know how to trade options, look it up, go learn about it. There's a bunch of videos on YouTube that you can look at that will show you how to trade options. I like trading options on Robinhood because it makes it super easy. So if I were you, there's a video that says how to trade options on Robinhood. And it's about a 15-minute video, and I will watch that one. There might be a whole bunch of them, but this one particular, I will watch that one that's about 15 to 17 minutes long. All the rest of them I've seen are like 20, 23 minutes long. But this one particular, I wish I could post it in the description, but I'm not doing this particular episode on YouTube. I'm just doing this one on audio. But anyway, I would do that. I would go watch those videos on how to trade options and then buy both. That way you're covered. So say, for instance, your option does expire. You have stocks so you can ride it out, you know, to whenever you want to sell, and it'll be there. But right now, energy is going to be the mover. You know what I mean? Commodities is going to be where it's at, because you always hear me say we're going to be in this for a while. We're in the beginning stages. So commodities and inflation is going to get hotter. Hopefully, I think what the Federal Reserve is trying to do on November 4th by raising rates, they prevent people from going out during the holidays and spending. Even though people love to spend for the holidays, like you've heard me say before, he's trying to make sure that doesn't happen, because that's going to cause more inflation. So him raising rates in November, people are saying he's going to only do 0.5. He's doing 7.5, strictly because their stock market is rallying. That doesn't make any sense. So if people want inflation to stop, they need to stop investing in the stock market. You know what I mean? Let people see, or let the higher up see, that this thing is changing. But until then, man, they're going to keep raising rates, and they're going to keep making this so much harder for everybody. So you retail traders out here, because that's mainly who are the people buying stocks, please stop. so we can go and get back to some semi-normal with the cost of goods. You know what I mean? Like, things keep raging, man. They're going to keep hiking rates and people are not going to go out and be able to buy properties and, you know. But even if you guys stop, I'm just messing around. But even if you guys stop, there's no way that you can reverse spending 40% of the, you know, U.S.'s money supply that was created in 2 years and in a couple months. So if you're going to invest in precious metals, invest in commodities, invest in energy, things like that. Real quick, one thing I want to do, I want to thank you guys because this podcast is now in the top 1% globally of all podcasts. So thank you guys for listening and helping us get there. So I appreciate it, man, because that only happens with you guys being consistent listeners and giving me 5 stars on Apple or whatever you're listening to. So the ratings and the listens that you guys have been doing has gotten us to 1% globally. That's amazing. So what I want to do, I'm only offering this to podcast listeners. There's 2 different offers because obviously I'll talk about business and real estate. So it's going to be a business strategy session, which includes an ideation session, formation of your company, business funding, monthly coaching to get you ready to speak with a venture capital investor. And so then you'll also get a copy of the Real Estate Investing Guide for free. I'd sign it if you want it. And then I'm also going to do, for other people who are interested in real estate, it's a real estate investment strategy session. And it also includes entity formation, investment development of your criteria, like, you know, how you want to invest. It'll also include a real estate investment course. In addition to that, depending on your credit, we can do a $3 million line of credit for people who want to purchase real estate to fix and flip or buy and hold. And you have to have a 660 credit score or better. You also get monthly coaching and deal recommendations. And I'll also send over a copy of my real estate investing guide signed as well, if you're interested in that. So if you will, if that's something that you're interested in, like I said, that's only an offer that I'm doing for the Investing Uncensored listeners. It's not on social media. It's not on any of our websites. Is not on anything. Strictly for the people that listen, because you guys help me get to the top 1%. And I'm trying to get to 0.05. So spread the word to whoever that you guys think would benefit from listening to our podcast. But anyway, if you guys are interested in meeting up with me and having a conversation, it'll be virtual or over the phone. Just go to residualroads.com and go to Reserve Time with Andre. If you click on the coaching link on the residualroads.com website, you will see a tab that says Reserve Time with Andre. Click on that, use a calendar and schedule time for us to meet. And then I'll give you guys, you know, whatever. There's options to pick between business, a strategy session, or a real estate investment strategy session. So I'll know instantly because I'll get an email on what you want to talk about. And if there's anything else you want to give me to be prepared for our conversation, just put it there. But anyway, guys, I want to give you guys a couple stocks that you can invest in. This is not investment advice, so don't hold me accountable if you lose your money. Or if you make a lot of money, be prepared to send me 10%. I'm just kidding. But I would get SLB. Look these up, guys. I would try to get an SLB. It's an energy stock. SPY puts. Hey, do that at your own risk. I would get an FCX. I would get in a gold. JNUG is my favorite. You've heard me say it before. I would also get into some shipping stocks, man. SBOK, dry bulk shipping, because we're obviously coming up on a food crisis as well. And then I would probably get into AM. AM is a water distribution company. So I think we're heading up, you know, in the U.S. at least, on some droughts in other parts of the world as well. So that's just some of the stocks that I would be buying, because anything that has to do with what we have in real life situations, that's what I would be investing in right now. Nothing that's futuristic, nothing that's like going to change the world in 10 years from now. The world is about to be changed in the next, you know, 2 to 5 years. So I'll be investing in stuff that you can get immediate return on, not immediate, but like, you know, at least shorter term than the next 7 to 10 years. But anyway, guys, I just wanted to hop on here and, you know, brain dump on what's going on right now, in my opinion, what I'll be doing, and, you know, provide that offer to you guys to reach out, because I have a little bit more time. The reason why I have a little bit more time, I'll say this and I'm going to go. If you read my book, which I hope that you have, I popped my Achilles again, man. I popped my left Achilles. I tore my right one the first time, And then this one I tore the other day in a game. Oh, man. So I'm down for the count. You know what's funny? The only person I've ever seen walk off the court with a torn Achilles was Kobe. And you, if you read my book, I talk about that in there. It's about having a mindset. I did the same thing. I tore my Achilles and it was some young kids in there. And one of the young kids was like, get off the court. That pissed me off, man. He didn't know what was going on, I guess, but he knew that I got hurt. And he was like, oh, man. Then he's like, oh, man, get off the court, you old man. And so that pissed me off. And I think just the way my mindset works, I thought about that kid. I'm still thinking about that kid because I'm talking about it on a podcast. And that's kind of, I'm just saying that to say the mindset. So me just being like, you know what? I'm determined to get back in shape so I can go see that team again. And so I'm like, this dude just had me so amped up because he called me old, which I'm not old. He just had me ready to play. You know, I wanted to lace my shoe up tighter and see if I could do it. Cause I'm like, I walked off the court. I wonder if I can tie my shoe up tighter and get back out here and give this dude 50 real fast. I couldn't, but I, you know what? I walked to my car, walked upstairs to my apartment. Then the next day I went to the ER to get it taken care of. I'm just saying that to say, man, you got to have the mindset to win. Even with what's going on right now, with whatever's going on in your life, you just got to have the mindset to be like, you know what? I'm going to get up and I'm going to keep going regardless of the situation. And that's what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like I'm in this, my Achilles is going to be done. I can't walk for the next 2 or 3 months. So I have more time to be able to spend and, you know, work with whoever decides to reach out. But I'm just saying that, I'm sitting here, I'm still working. I'm still doing my podcast. I'm still doing business. I've got people that I've dealt, you know, work with the past couple of days that I'm dealing with that I'm introducing to VCs to get funded for their business. So I'm just bringing this up to say it's all about mindset. So regardless of whatever you're going through, if you can't walk, if you can't do anything, still get up, man. Stay motivated. Stay on your grind. Regardless of what you see happening in the economy, regardless of your current situation, have the mindset that I'm not going to let it stop me. And if you fell down, if the economy made you lose your job, if you're getting laid off because that is the cycle that we're in, don't worry about it. You know what I mean? Just work harder at whatever it is, you know, tailor your resume, do more research, just get on your grind and become a better person in this time that you might be having downtime. So you're better and stronger on the other side of it. And so for me, tearing my first Achilles, when I came back, I was in way better shape than I was ever before tearing my Achilles. And it just made me that much stronger. And so this time around, I was out for 3 years because of COVID. I'm going to be even stronger, even at an older age, because I did that one in my early 30s and I never tore it again. And I came back stronger. So this time I'm going to be way better shape coming off this one because that's just how I operate. And so I think you guys do the same thing, man. When you're down, just get up, keep pushing. But anyway, guys, please hit me up, residualrose.com. Go to the coaching tab and then click on Reserve Time with Andre. Look forward to speaking with you guys, and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.
Aren't you ready to start a business or grow your real estate investing portfolio? If you answered yes, allow Andre and the expert advisors at the Residual Roads Business Institute to fast track and put you on a path to full-time investing. The greatest transfer of wealth in our lifetime is occurring over the next few years, and you can take advantage if you know what to look for. In order to be successful at real estate investing, you need to learn how to leverage your current resources to generate quick money, big money, and retirement money. Let Residual Roads advisors craft a plan to get you through these phases using little or no money in 6 months or less. Don't wait for a job. Create one for yourself and others. Go to residualroads.com for mentorship, and for our free course, go to residualroads.thinkific.com.